This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Trillville. Yes, sir. And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. As you know, it's also opening day for the Atlanta Braves. You probably know that, too. We're about 3 hours away from the first pitch of the 2025 season. The lineup is out. We'll get back into that in just a couple of minutes as the Braves take on the Padres in San Diego. If you can't open at home, which obviously you'd like to open at home, not a bad place to open.
Petco Park, San Diego.
It'll be a beautiful afternoon out there.
Beautiful.
As it always is, every single day, 365 days.
Gorgeous right now.
It's probably, what, probably like 73?
Yes, I bet it is. Gorgeous.
No breeze, no humidity, no pollen, which is fine. We'll get back into some NCAA tournament conversation about 20 minutes as well. Sweet 16 starts tonight. Do want to get to that Tom Izzo stuff as well because, you know, certain guys just kind of earn certain credibility to say certain things, and his opinion on the calendar in college sports right now is pretty good, and I love what he had to say. So we'll get to that in about 20 minutes, and then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40.
Okay, never mind. This is wrong. Because I'm looking at this, you know, some video just came up on my thing. Okay, this it looks like they're at a wedding. Now, this could be a fashion show, Andy, so but this dude got a backless tuxedo on.
Didn't Joe Burrow do that?
Yes, but Joe, like.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's a lot of back.
That's a lot of back hanging out. Yeah. You know, and I was just
when
curious.
No back is the standard, any back is a lot of back.
Yeah, that is.
That's a lot of back.
A lot of back for a man. Like, I love my wife.
Sure, yeah. Well, yeah, of course.
And I could.
Well, yeah, though, back out for women is great.
Oh, man, I see that. Like, when I see that spine.
I love it.
Yeah, see that spine. And
the little spine dent.
Scapulas and stuff.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Vertebrae.
One of those things. But I looked at it again. I was like, oh, I don't know if that's a wedding. I think that's more of a fashion model thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm in the process right now of trying to figure out what I'm going to wear to a wedding.
Yes.
And hopefully one of these days someone's going to tell me because I'm in the wedding and I'm not getting married. I already am.
Yeah.
But when I did that, get married, with a couple months to go. Yep. It's one of those things you want to cross off the list.
Yes.
You know?
Now, was that her reminding you?
Who?
Your wife.
Nah, I don't know. It was like, all right, we're getting married in August.
Yep.
Probably should get these suits fit and let these dudes know they live all over the country. They need to go get theirs too and all that.
Right.
I don't know. It doesn't seem hard to be on top of, but I'm a fairly organized guy, so maybe I'm different. I don't know. I texted my brother yesterday and I was like, hey, when do I need to go to Men's Warehouse and get this suit fit so I can, you know, be ready for your wedding? Yeah. No text back all day long. Yeah. I finally texted him last night. I was like, hey, man, are you dead? Like, what's going on? And he's like, I don't really check my phone anymore. Which is like, what do you mean you don't check your phone anymore? Okay. And he goes, oh, yeah, I was thinking going Saturday and seeing what kind of suit I want to get.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, so you haven't even done that yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, well, you go ahead and just let me know.
I'm like that. Like, because it was like, my whole thing is like, we're already married. So I don't really care what I have to wear. And then it got to a point where I was like, okay.
How'd she feel about that opinion?
It was not very, it was not well received. It was not well received. But then I shut the hell, but my biggest idea ain't I shut the hell up. Good. Shut the hell up. Smart. I was like, okay, fine. I was like, well, I ain't wearing no bow tie. I don't give a damn.
That's where the line was.
That was the line that was drawn. I don't wear no damn bow ties. I don't give a damn. Well, she polled the boys.
Mm.
Yeah. My boys. The ones I grew up with. The ones that I introduced to her.
Yeah, the ones that are supposed to have your back.
Oh, no. They all want to wear bow ties.
So what? It's not their wedding.
Yeah. But she wanted us to wear bow ties. So I'm like, fine, whatever. I said, I'm going to get something my damn way.
Yeah,
I was like, well, to tell you what, I'm wearing a black shirt. I'm wearing all black tuxedo, black. Fine. Got that out the way. See, y'all got to wear white shirts, losers. They're not going to go against me. We're supposed to be boys.
Yeah, like, exactly.
We ate red clay together. You know what I mean? And y'all fools going to dime me out.
Yeah, like, now we're voting for bow ties?
Bow ties?
And it was unanimous?
Yes.
Wow.
Because they all into that fashiony stuff too, man. They wear tight pants,
like bow ties. And
yeah,
tight
they were like
pants.
Came in like they wanted the extra snug tuxedo pants.
Oh, the European cut.
You know what I mean? No, dog. I need the Fort Valley cut.
What's that look like?
I like Fort Valley cut tuxedo pants.
Is that like Steve Harvey back in the day?
It ain't that big. It ain't that big. But like, if I got to get down on that ground and do the splits, I need that thing to come up whole.
Yeah, you're not gonna tear a seam or anything like that.
Yeah,
all right.
That's what I'm talking about. I hit my dip because you know I got to hit the dip.
Of course.
Well, I got to hit the James Brown twice because I used to be able to.
Well,
go
this
down.
Is a while back, so you could do it easier.
Yeah, I used to be able to go down and then come all the way across.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to be able to do that. I used to be able to do all that.
When's the last time you did that? And did you
on
know
purpose?
Is it one of those things that you know it's the last time?
Do you remember a couple last year when I told you I fell out in the backyard and did the splits? Remember I slipped?
Oh, right, but that no, yeah. But like on purpose when you did the one side to the other.
Oh, I ain't done that since I've been in the 40s.
Right, but when the last time you did it though, you knew to yourself, you know what, that's probably it.
Oh yeah,
that was it.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah. And we because you felt it, but you had to pretend.
We had a partner's wedding, and I got to to have a lean lubed up,
of course.
And man, I hit that thing, and I couldn't flip it back up. And so when I came down, I just fell back.
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Did you try to turn it into like a spin?
No, dog.
Tuck?
No, dog. I was hurt.
Break dancing move?
Oh, no, I hurt myself.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's usually the last one.
I hurt myself.
Yeah, well, that was the last time I tried that.
Yeah, I hurt myself.
That's it. I like the Fort Valley cut, though. I need the Fort Valley cut.
I do Fort Valley cuts.
Yeah, so I don't think we're going to have backless tuxes, but I can't say for sure because I don't know what we're wearing. If you're listening to this, I got one brother listening who's officiating the wedding. Talk to your guy.
Your brother, Ryan is like, I was around Ryan in Vegas when Seattle played.
The Seahawks played.
He was very, very upset.
Yeah, he was furious.
And I was like,
then they played really bad that day.
They did. And then
Packers killed
and
him.
And now we're talking, obviously, Mariners.
Yeah, little, we mentioned him.
We mentioned the Mariners. And he's upset with you.
Yeah, he did. He
but
got
you
mad.
Did mention the rotation.
I said the rotation's
he
really
did.
Good.
He did, Ryan. Where were you at?
He's mad I didn't talk about the center fielder and the farm system. And here's my suggestion, because he's. Here's my suggestion, because he's moving to Atlanta this summer probably.
You got to change.
Just switch.
Yeah.
Who cares? Quit on the Mariners. They quit on you every year. Every single year, they quit on you. Just quit on them.
Yeah.
Move here. Root for the Braves.
Yes.
No one will think twice about it.
Nothing.
It'll be fine.
We welcome you.
We'll welcome you.
Yeah.
Come on board.
Yes, we welcome
Come
you.
Come on board. Just do the thing that all the people do that didn't grow up here and lie about it and say you watch them on TBS.
Yeah.
Just lie. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, come on over, Ryan.
All the Mariners have done is not even break your heart because there shouldn't be any expectation. All they've done is be awful forever. And all you did was get born in Seattle. Who cares? So now you're beholden to them forever?
Right.
Forget that.
I agree.
Join the Braves. Come on down. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I'm just excited about that depth. We're trying to build a lineup that we're not so reliant on one guy or the top half of the lineup or the bottom. You want to be nine deep where guys slump, guys get hurt. You still can get the job done. So when Ronald comes back, I like our lineup as much as anyone's in the NL.
I do too.
I do too.
I like the lineup today too, even though Ronald obviously is not going to be in it. The lineup is out. Profar is batting first, and then they did have Matt Olson. Sorry, they had was it Dang it. Was it Riley batting second? Yes. I don't have it in front of me anymore.
Riley batting second.
Riley batting second.
Third.
Yeah. Now, the one interesting thing to me, and this might be so you can flip the lineup back over easier with the nine hole, having Kelnick as a left-handed batter batting ninth. They got Arcia batting eighth.
Yes.
Didn't see that one coming. Because when we asked Grant yesterday, I said, who's batting ninth? And he laughed at me. He was like, I think Arcia's earned the right to be the nine hole here.
I don't understand why Matt Olson is third and Marcel Ozuna is ninth.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't know the thought process behind that.
Because, I mean, do you want to go lefty, righty, lefty,
maybe.
Righty?
Yeah, lefty, righty, lefty, yeah. Righty.
Okay.
Could be.
Okay.
Could be. Or, I don't know, Ozuna, I think... And I could have this wrong, but I think like the majority of damage that he's done the last couple of years has been in the cleanup spot.
All right.
But last year they moved him around
everywhere
because they were like, "Look, we got to bat him second because nobody else is doing anything."
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, it's new year, new me. Or is that how you? Ain't that how the phrase though?
Yeah, new but year, like, what do you mean you're going to change?
New year, new me. No,
why?
Talking about the Braves.
Oh,
new year, new me. New year, new me. Greg. Oh, I mean, Greg Olson. Damn it, I've got everybody's name wrong. Matt Olson. I think new year, new me, Austin Riley. I think the health part about it, stay healthy and get, because as long as they're healthy, they're going to do their thing. Now, we had some issues with Matt Olson because he was healthy for the most part last year, but they found the hole. And every time I talk about the hole in the swing, I always look at, remember the movie Mr. Baseball with Tom Selleck. You have a hole in your swing. And they found it and they kept finding it.
Yeah.
What was it, Shuto?
This dude
could hit the shoot-o.
Yeah, right.
He could hit the shoot-o.
This dude for like 100 games last year, Matt Olson, like, and everything was crumbling around him, so we maybe didn't focus quite as much on it.
Shoot-o.
Like, if he just batted like that and everything else was good, it might have been some focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, it was shocking how bad he was.
Shoot-o.
We're just going through some things right now.
But then he got better.
You're going through snit? It's opening day in San Diego.
Well, that was probably last year.
I know.
I would guess.
The slate is clean. I was about to say everybody's 0-0, but that's not true.
The Dodgers are so much better than everybody. Yeah, they're already 2-0.
The Dodgers are 2-0. But I think
what are some other things? Like, obviously, all the Brave stuff we've talked about, and kind of everybody knows what it is. I think at this point, which is great. Like, they're going to be good. What about the division in general?
Well, I think
like,
the Phillies.
The
Phillies.
100%.
I mean, come on now. The Phillies are definitely a team that I think can win the World Series.
Yeah. As much as I wouldn't be surprised if the Dodgers or Braves come out of the National League, I wouldn't be surprised if the Phillies do either.
We talk about the Mets because of, you know, Juan Soto going, Pete Alonso, guys like that. Like, they're so. You want to talk about top heavy?
Yeah.
They are so.
And the rotation's not very good.
And the rotation's not good.
I think the Mets kind of might. Not be good this year.
I just think they're in one of those things where their bats got to carry them.
Mm-hmm.
They got to carry them and everything. The Nationals, they cute.
Yeah, they're bad.
Yeah, they're
they got some fun players.
Yeah,
though.
they're cute. They've
worked themselves into the. They're a fun little ball club.
They're a fun little ball club.
Okay.
Dylan Cruz
and mostly just
team.
CJ Abrams is really fun to watch play shortstop.
Fun little ball club.
And then the Marlins are terrible, but Alcantara's back.
Yeah, and that's the thing about
it. And basically, it's just like, where's he going to get traded to this summer?
He's getting traded out of there. He's getting traded. So I think
that's my Sean Murphy plan.
So I just think
trade him to them and get Alcantara.
I just think when you look at it from that standpoint, I mean, it's going to be the Phillies. The Phillies and Braves, I think, are going to be balanced for the NL East all year long. And the Mets, they'll make a nice run. Mets fans will get all damn excited, and then they'll pee down their leg.
What would be more fun? Because it was really fun a couple years ago when they got hot and then blew it at the end.
Yeah, I love it.
Or is it just more fun for them to suck the whole time?
No, I need heartbreak.
Yeah, heartbreak.
Yeah, I need heartbreak.
Heartbreak's better.
Heartbreak in orange and blue is so
It really is one of the best heartbreak colors.
One of the greatest.
Knicks, too. Mets.
Knicks, Mets,
old
Gators.
Old school Broncos, Gators. Yeah.
Any of that.
I'm interested to see Soda. Like, I really like Juan Soto,
so
it sucks that he plays for those guys. But I'm also interested to see what $765 million Juan Soto looks like. Because some people, $765 million, all right, we're good.
Hey, man, this dude rolls out of bed excellent.
Yeah.
That's how good this dude is, man.
Well, he rolled out of bed last year in a contract year.
Yes.
Now he rolls out of $765 million bed.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Dude, he's been good.
All those guys that went to live, they can't play golf anymore. Like, you just start getting money like that. I think I'm trying to manifest. But I like Juan Soto. Just as long as he's not playing the Braves. and a manifest suckiness. We'll come back and talk some NCAA tournament. Sweet 16 starts tonight. Let you hear what Tom Izzo had to say about the transfer portal. Pretty good action. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Opening day, 2025 Major League Baseball season. Braves Padres later on this afternoon.
Get you some, baby.
Sweet 16 starts tonight as well. Tomorrow, me and Randy and Dukes and Bell are going to be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We've got a 92.9 The Game doubleheader for the regional semifinals, the college basketball championship. Join me and Randy at 11. Dukes and Bell at 2 as we kick off a big sports weekend with great food and drinks at Twin Peaks. That's all coming up Friday at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And the games here start tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, yeah.
The games here start tomorrow.
Yep.
And I expect, but you look at the 4 schools that are coming to Atlanta, it's going to be, well, they're probably already here.
I would imagine the fans are here, too.
Welcome.
Ole Miss, Michigan State kicks things off tomorrow at 7:09, which is a fun one, at State Farm. And then Michigan and Auburn at 9:39. So, I mean, really easy drive for Auburn fans.
Yes.
It's like, obviously. Yeah, right pretty easy drive for Ole Miss fans, too. And there's obviously a lot of Auburn and Ole Miss fans that live here. And then, you know, Michigan State. Maybe they went halves on a carpool or something.
I don't know, man. As I said, I highly doubt that. But yeah, I highly doubt that.
Pretty funny if they both won and played each other. That'd be pretty cool.
Will we get one report of a flight from Detroit that had to be turned around because of unruly behavior?
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't.
They fly Spirit from Detroit?
Yes, they did.
All right, so maybe could happen.
It's a possibility that what's that Twitter page, All Things Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
They're probably.
Oh yeah, they'll be all over it.
They'll be all over
it. Or at the very least, once they get here,
yes,
you know,
yeah, somebody's got some bucking.
Hartsfield Jackson,
yeah, somebody bucking,
throwing down in the baggage claim.
Yeah, again. What were y'all fighting about? There's plenty of seats over there in the concourse.
They
hadn't boarded yet.
They had on the maize and blue.
I don't know, man.
Punch him in his neck.
Yeah, just punch him right in the throat. All right. Well, but whatever. But I know I saw the tweet, and we talked about it, and I forgot we had somebody else on about because of where the game is over at State Farm. Like, people do not like, and my players do not like playing basketball games in stadiums.
Yeah.
The players hate it. Yeah. They were like, put all of them in basketball arenas.
Yeah.
They really hate them.
And what's crazy about the Sweet 16 is three of the four locations are. Like, State Farm obviously is a little bit different than the basketball arena that, say, like a UCSD or something like that would play in.
Right.
But all the school, everybody being from a Power Four conference, all these schools play in big basketball arenas now. So State Farm shouldn't throw anybody off.
Right.
But Kentucky and Tennessee and Purdue and Houston are playing at Lucas Oil.
Yes.
That's a football stadium.
Yes.
Now, eventually, the Final Four is going to be in a football stadium, too, because they do all that there.
That's true.
But and that's always a weird part of it, too. It's like they play every game in these, especially the college games, these intimate environments where you have the sometimes you have the backboard, the rim still coming off a wall, you know, in some of the small gyms. So you have the depth perception. They always talk about how hard it is for the shooters to shoot on those hoops in those basketball arenas. Mm-hmm. Plus, the balls are different. Like, the ball's different in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, okay.
It's way oranger. Do you notice that?
No, I did not notice that.
It's, like, bright orange, and it's super pumped up. I've actually heard some of the players
I saw somebody complain about it. Yeah. I saw somebody complain about the balls.
It's, like, way overinflated.
It was overinflated.
All the rims are brand new, so they're super tight.
God, I hate basketball rims.
A brand new tight basketball rim with an overinflated basketball, you better be able to shoot.
I just say, we're talking about the college basketball rim mic.
Oh, it's so loud.
It's so damn loud.
Well, it's also loud because the rims are so damn new, it sounds like that, you know? Anyway, that's all neither here nor there. Everybody's playing on the same rims, playing with the same basketball. Here's Tom Izzo. He's obviously here in Atlanta getting ready to take on Ole Miss tomorrow night, Sweet 16. Another Sweet 16 run for Tom Izzo. Obviously a huge deal for him and all the players on the team. But also the transfer portal opened this week. So cover the team. People are asking him about it. Here's his response.
You know, I'm going to worry today about the guys I got in this program that have done an incredible job this year. And that's it. And if that costs me later, so be it. But Tom Izzo isn't cheating the people that he has that have been loyal to him for this chaos that is going on out there. I don't eat, I don't sleep right now, so why in the hell would I do something else that might benefit me a year from now? And really, it's not going to benefit me now because I don't know what I have. I don't know how much money I have. I don't know which players are leaving or staying. I don't have any idea. So why would I do that? Waste of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's right. I mean, look, obviously, if you get a big-time player to commit to transfer to school right now, you have him next year, and that's great. That helps you next year. And obviously, some coaches are doing that, but they shouldn't have to be. Like,
no.
I don't still understand why it has to be now, and it can't be 3 weeks from now when the tournament's over. You know what I mean? Like, so coaches don't have to be doing both of those things at the same time. He's right. The most important thing to him right now is winning this game on Friday night and trying to get to the Elite Eight, and then winning that game and trying to get to the Final Four. And that's all he should be focused on. But it can't be.
But it can't
because
be.
He has to be thinking about all the other stuff.
And that's the thing when you when you talk about football and basketball, and it goes back to, well, I don't care. You know, when you talk about the these coaches are having to do all these different things and still trying to coach their team in a game or in practice or whatever, while all of this is going on.
Right.
And still,
you get paid a lot of money to deal with that. Yeah, so,
okay. But still, like, damn.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I understand that part about all the money and stuff, but yet, why do you have it? Have we come up or anybody told you why they have it now?
We kind of threw some stuff at the wall.
Like quarter system, and all those different things.
I don't know how they decide when the transfer, because the football one happens when it happens twice a year.
And yeah,
it was right in the middle of the college football playoff.
Yes, and then
the another one opens after spring practice.
Yeah, so you're like, and then you think about, okay, you're going into summertime, because you're thinking about it like this as a coach. You used to. I'm getting myself, getting this team, getting these players ready for the summertime, for the season. Now it's like I'm coaching these guys, and then we'll see who leaves, but also we're going to see who wants to come in. Because there's going to be people and kids that leave Georgia after next week.
There's going to be kids that leave Michigan State
tomorrow
if they lose.
It's a damn show.
Yeah.
But that was when we talked about on, was it Monday, when both of us realized, oh, the college basketball transport. Right. I was like, well, nobody who's on a play on a team is going to leave.
Well,
Every
time we think we've figured out what can't happen,
because remember,
college sports is like, hold my beer.
You remember before last year's playoff, we were like, oh, yeah, they'll opt out of bowl games.
Yeah, but they would never opt out of the playoff.
Dude. Yeah, right.
Penn State's backup quarterback who plays. Yeah. Like, is not like your typical backup quarterback. They had packages for him. He was like, gotta go.
But what?
Gotta get out of here.
What if, what does, that's it. What does that say about you as a coach knowing that this kid is leaving? Because he's leaving because you're making it seem like him that you're going to fill that position automatically. So he needs to come right now.
Oh, right. Instead you're like, the coach who's convincing him to leave the playoff. What does that say about you?
Yeah, instead of just like, okay, you want to come, right? Yeah. All right. We'll let you finish the opportunity to win a national championship.
Yeah.
Because we don't need you right now, actually.
Right, we're not playing.
We're not playing.
We're not playing.
We're not practicing.
And I guess that says the coach doesn't believe in your word, right?
Yeah.
Because you could just then turn around and be like, actually, never mind.
That is true.
Which, you know, I don't know. Like, I guess I don't blame him because if you take somebody at their word, they turn around, you don't get them, you suck next year, you get fired, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the other thing, too, is, and people always bring this up, and it's true, you know, there's coaches that coached in the NCAA tournament that knew they were leaving to go to other jobs.
That's true.
It happened. There's a coach who's in the Sweet 16 at Maryland who every Maryland fan right now is wondering what he's going to do because he won't say. I mean, obviously, you want your school to throw a bunch of money at him and keep him because he's in the Sweet 16.
But maybe they know something. I mean, but that's one of the things where, like, when stuff got out about McNeese. Well, we'll wait. When it got out that he was taking the NC State job, even though he was still coaching. Like, the distraction that could have done without.
I agree. I totally agree. You know what I mean? I'm just of the belief that, like, we've so gotten into the idea of kind of any content is good content. And this is something that people are talking about. So then it sort of keeps the conversation around college basketball even more propped up than it would be if it was just about the basketball games. And I don't believe that it is. Like, I don't believe that all this chaos is actually beneficial for the overall health of the sport. You might get more clicks this week on Tom Izzo saying what he said, or is Kevin Willard going to leave Maryland or something like that. But I don't think it ultimately benefits the long-term health of the sport.
No.
And I think that's what the people that are in charge of it need to get the reins on. Because literally this doesn't happen anywhere else in any other sport. Like, guys don't become free agents in the middle of the NBA playoffs.
No.
You know? Like, guys don't become free agents in the middle of the NFL playoffs. They're like, dang, I don't know. They're going to give me all this money, so I'm going to miss this game.
Yes.
And of course they wouldn't, because that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that'd be an insane structure for a league to by which to run itself. The college is doing it. There's like, I don't know, we didn't think this might happen, and we don't have a better system, so this is what it is.
Because, I mean, I understand wanting to play. I understand wanting to get to the NBA and all those different things.
I don't have a problem with any of that.
I don't have a problem,
problem with any of that.
I don't have a problem with none of it.
Just clean up the calendar.
That's the
that's
only
all
thing.
You got to do.
That's all. Like, and this is something that can be cleaned up by the adults.
Exactly.
You know, the adults can clean this up.
Yeah. Yep.
And it won't hurt anybody. It won't hurt the kid to wait till after this to transfer. It really, really won't.
It'll help
because
everybody.
That'd help them more than anything.
It'll help everybody.
And that spot would be there. But for you to have it at this step, and I know coaches make all this money and they can leave when they don't. I got it.
Right.
I got
it. No, it's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. But it never had to get like this.
This right here is awful.
And it's college football, too. It's both of them. College football and college basketball have gotten so blinded by the money grab that they've allowed a lot of stuff that shouldn't have happened to happen. It's too bad. They'll fix it. Like, you know, there's too much money to be made. I think so. Like, I think it's too obviously bad to keep on like this. But then also they're like, I don't know. Those guys in the midday just spent 10 minutes talking about it. That's good for us.
I don't know.
Print the checks.
I just don't know.
I'm just not a believer that every bit of attention is good attention. But we live in a post-shame society, so there is no such thing as that anymore. People, all right, that's a different conversation. We will we'll get to an AMA coming up next. You can load the phone lines up at 404-726-0929. You can ask us anything that you want. We'll do our best to answer it right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Couple phone lines available if you want to jump on hold. 404-726-0929. AMA is a good solid 15 minutes now, so we're going to run through a bunch of phone calls. So the four that are on there, we'll get to. And we'll get to more as well. 404-726-0929. This hour, by the way, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll start with...
Real quick, at AMA on the Twitter.
Right.
Same one. A couple guys said, who do you think would be the hit the first home run today?
Jurickson Profar.
Jurickson Profar.
First at bat of the season.
I want Michael Harris.
Okay.
I saw Bo, you went with Olsen.
Abe, first homer of the season for the old Bravos this afternoon.
Fourth pitch today, Austin Riley hits a two-run shot after a Profar leadoff double.
All right.
There we go.
If that happens specifically, then
he will let you know.
We'll give you a gold star tomorrow.
And I'll be texting you as soon as Profar hits the double.
He will let you know.
Brandon is in Blue Ridge. Hey, Brandon.
I've got two questions for y'all today.
Sure.
First, would you rather hit for the cycle in baseball or a hat trick in hockey?
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
And?
And the second question is, Dukes and Bill have their Hey Man Ale. What's the chances of getting a Andy and Randy midday brandy?
Love it. I love it.
That's a great idea.
I love it. I love it.
It's a great idea.
I mean, hat trick in hockey seems so cool. Everybody throws the hats. When did they go to Octopus?
I think just in Detroit.
Okay. It's just one place. Okay.
I think so. Cycle would be pretty cool, though.
Yeah. I'll go with cycle.
I think I would, too.
I'll go with cycle.
But then, like, the assumption is if you could score a hat trick in hockey, then you can also ice skate. I can't do that.
I can't do that. Yeah.
I would love to be able to.
I can't do that.
But we went and did that a couple weekends ago.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Boy, was that tough. Ice skating's hard as hell.
Yeah,
so
man.
Unnatural.
Yeah.
And then people are out. There's, like, some six-year-olds out there just gracefully skating like they were born on the ice. I'm out there just... stumbling along for my life.
I'm cool on the ice skate, dog.
It's hard.
I'm cool.
It's really hard.
I'm cool on that.
Yeah, but I'll go out with the cycle. And then, the Andy and Randy midday brandy is a great idea.
I really like it.
Yeah, I really like it too. I want something. Some kind of branded liquor.
Why not? I mean, we drink it.
They got the beer. We'll get a shot. Shot and a beer.
Chasing it.
Yeah. Chase it. Oh, see, it's all in there. It's all already in there. Just somebody do it. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas? So I got two questions for y'all today.
All right.
So I just moved to Georgia like 3 years ago, and my entire life I've never been allergic to nothing. More and more, I'm finding out that this little yellow or green snow that y'all got up here, this little pollen, oh my God, bro, like my chest is killing me.
Yeah.
And I had to find this out the hard way. So what, if anything, in your life have you found out the hard way, like, all right, this is not supposed to happen. I guess this is this now. And then the second question is, I've never been to the Georgia Bulldogs game, and I'm diving deeper into the sports economy here, and I'm going to go, God spare my life, this season coming up. Do you guys think they're going to be back to what Georgia Bulldogs supposed to be like in the national championships, or what do you guys view them so far?
All right, Rich. I think Georgia's going to be really good this year.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be good. We're really good. We're going to be really good this year. I do know that. I believe. No. They're going to be – Georgia's going to be one of the best – two or three teams in America. No, easily.
It'd be a good year to go then.
Yeah, it'd be a good year to go because they're going to be that good.
I had a similar experience. Now, when I moved to Boston, I had never had allergies before in my life. Mm-hmm. And the first spring in Boston, I was like, this is kind of... But it was more just like, this is a little annoying.
Right.
The first spring here was just like a frying pan to the face.
I would honestly say I'm doing pretty good so far.
Yeah?
I'm doing pretty... Good. This is the best spring I've had in a while as far as this
allergy
stuff.
Are you Claritin?
Not yet? I haven't taken a Claritin yet.
Good for you.
And so that's good. And now my truck looks a damn mess.
Oh, I mean.
And it's really.
It's crazy.
It's really annoying because, yeah.
We went out last night and sat down on the front porch to have dinner. And I, like, our chairs are like those, like that's got the strings on. I sat up and I had a pattern of pollen.
Yeah. That's the only thing.
On my ass.
Is that right there?
It's crazy.
That's the only thing.
Yeah, but I mean, so what in life have you learned the hard way?
About
everything. I had to. I was such a hard-headed dummy when I was young. I had to learn everything the hard way.
Yeah, but
couldn't just take the advice that smarter, older people would give
tell
me.
You.
Yeah, like, I think you're probably wrong.
The advice of the old.
It's different now.
Sit your ass down somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing better than that right there.
I knew everything when I was young.
Who didn't?
I was so smart, and it turned out how dumb I was.
Yeah.
Tim's in Smyrna. Hey, Tim. Tim.
Andy Randy.
Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. I got a random non-sports question today. And shout out to Rich, man. Hit me up on Twitter. I'll get you my Austin Peay tickets. We'll talk about that. But So I'm in sales. I drive around the city. And my question is, what's up with Jeep Wranglers and rubber ducks on the dashboard?
Dude! My dude. I'm going to tell you this right now. All right.
Good question.
My wife, when the dude hit her car, right, when she had to put in the shop, they gave her a Jeep.
Okay.
I had no clue what this was about. And she was like, it's a random thing with the duck thing. Well, her ass has this random thing with these little tiny ass babies. I don't know what it's for. I know she didn't ask me to have them old children because I ain't having them old children. I know they come out of her, but I got to help in that. And they ain't, and we didn't in there. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
But she has the same thing that them little ducks and these little babies. And they're.
Like, how many you estimate? How many things?
I asked her.
How many?
Hundreds.
Why?
I don't know, Andy. To annoy the hell out of me.
What does she do with them? Just leave them around?
Leave them in my car and stuff, man. Listen, lady, woman, no.
That's a super weird prank.
It's weird as hell.
But, I mean, yes, it is.
It's so weird. But
that's weird.
I thought it was the same thing as the ducks for the Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was.
Now, other Jeep owners, if they like your Jeep, will just like leave a duck on your Jeep.
I know.
Starting COVID in Canada, exactly what, in an effort to spread positivity, run random Jeep owner left a note on somebody else's Jeep with a duck that said, it literally said, nice Jeep.
Huh.
And then it just kind of took off.
And now you just see them. Like, if you see somebody with a Wrangler, there's a pretty good chance that they have, you know, they've got some ducks on their dashboard. But then I also wonder, like, there's a lot of people that drive Wranglers that don't have them.
Yes.
Do you think they got them and just threw them out? Like, I'm not doing that.
Dude.
I'm not going to be a part of this.
Stop being a weirdo.
It's a little odd.
Yes. I know there might be some odd Jeep Wrangler folks.
There's probably some folks listening right now driving around with ducks in their Jeeps.
I'm not calling you weird.
Not you. The other ones.
Yeah, the other. Not you.
Randy, you've been on a couple of cruises. Are you aware of the ducks on cruise things?
Yes.
Okay. Also annoying.
Yes. And that's just hidden ducks,
weird
right?
Ass people.
Yeah, people just hide ducks and then you find it.
Great
and,
for kids, yeah, though.
Now, I will say this, exactly. I will say this because my in-laws go on a lot of cruises, and Lily is now old enough to know that when they do that, they might come back with some ducks, and she gets excited about
it.
So she's got like 7 ducks that for the bathtub at their house that she uses, and she really likes it.
Really? Mm-hmm. That they brought from the cruise?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, she found and hid several ducks on the last cruise.
Really?
Julie Davis, good duck finder.
Is it one of the things where you look for it, or is like, oh, there's a duck right there?
Well, I know Julie's looking.
I think with kids, you probably could, like, take some time and be like, all right, we got 30 minutes before dinner. Let's go see if we can find some ducks.
I saw the duck lady last cruise. I saw the duck lady.
Oh, that's like seeing the Easter
bunny. Yeah, I saw her, like, when she was putting them out. I saw her.
Really?
Yeah.
So you knew where they all were.
Didn't have no clue what the blank she was doing.
Right. Is this somebody that worked for the cruise line?
No, it was a random lady with a bunch of ducks.
Someone who's on a cruise.
It's a guest who was on a cruise, this lady.
Maybe that's what people who have Jeeps that don't want them on their dashboard do with them. They just collect them and then go on cruises.
But yeah, that's what there I thought. Go. I was like, why? I'm scared asking.
You imagine the TSA agent who does the x-ray at the checked baggage and it's just full of ducks.
I asked him, I was like, why is this woman planting these ducks? She said, well, that's the thing, a cruise thing. Like, there's nothing worse than the cruise rule person.
Right. You know how many cruises you got to do to, like, be a cruise thing person? There's like, oh, that's a cruise thing.
Yeah.
Abe's a cruise thing guy.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
Very much so.
For sure.
Very much so.
So is my in-laws. And so, I love them. I love Abe.
I
love ducks.
As
I love
many
too,
cruises,
just
as,
kidding.
As many
I hate
cruises
ducks.
As this woman is going to drag me on, because that's what it is.
Just start collecting.
Drag me on. I'll never be a cruise person. I will never, ever be. Well, you know, on the 14th cruise that we went on, I will never.
All right. On behalf of all the listeners doing this in their car right now. Would you rather be a cruise person, a media member, or drink a Truly?
Oh, man.
You have to do one of them.
I'll be a cruise person because at least I have fun on a cruise. At least I have fun.
All right, okay.
Because I get drunk on the cruise.
Sure, you can.
You can get drunk on Trulies.
Who gets drunk on Trulies?
Abe, I don't know.
Like, oh yeah, who got drunk? Like, who gets drunk off Trulies?
I'm not sure.
Like, for real. Other than
people who drink 7 Trulies?
You tank enough of those. I'm sure it'll get the job done.
I bet you do because you said you tank them.
You did say
tank. I have never. I also am actually with Randy. I've never had a Truly.
Trulies ain't going to get nobody
drunk. I've had
drunk.
A White Claw. I had one White Claw. I didn't like it.
White Claw and Trulies. If you get drunk off that, you just don't need to drink ever again.
You've seen me chug energy drinks. Like, I feel like I could, if desired,
get drunk
go through some
off Trulies. Of Trulies,
They're 5% alcohol.
Those are slim cans.
I don't give a damn if they were 10%.
Oh, that would make it pretty good.
If twice you get as fast. Drunk off of Truly's and be soft.
Chewy.
S-O-F capital T.
I don't want to, like, prove.
Abe, I don't care. Your rhetoric right now, Abe, is going through the headphones and out the ear.
Well, it's the other way. I don't want to prove that I'm soft, because that's what this would do.
Soft.
But I do want.
Take
I almost,
a softness test. To see I, know, right,
right. I almost and, am and, up and for the challenge.
For all y'all already, you don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I do.
There's probably somebody right now driving in their Jeep Wrangler with ducks on the dashboard drinking on the way Truly. To go get it. Hopefully not doing it at the same time. On their way to go get some Trulys.
S-O-F capital T.
And if you are, thank you for listening.
Yes.
Please keep listening.
I said it.
Please keep listening to the show. I took a rosé taste test on Saturday.
Nice.
Because I told my wife, I'll be able to tell the difference. She was like, I'm going to get some French rosé. And I was like, I don't like the French
ones. Yes.
She was like, how do you know? I was like, I like the California ones. And she said, I bet you can't tell. And I said, I bet I can. I blindfold taste tested, and I was right.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
I think that's a soft test, too, and I passed it.
Get you a nice rosé.
I do like a nice rosé on a warm summer day.
Rosé's not bad.
Truly.
I like it.
You sit with the boys.
I like it a lot.
Y'all sit with the boys by the pool. We chilling. We cooling. Man, I got so jammed up last night. Damn, dog, what you drinking, man? I was on them Trulys. You tell me you won't look at him different?
Is it all seltzer, or does, like, Sweetwater seltzer count still, too?
What in the hell?
Sweetwater makes a seltzer?
Yeah, like the local breweries will make a seltzer. Scofflaw makes a seltzer.
All right. Here's the other thing.
Or there are cocktails in a can, too. Like a vodka.
I feel like there's
spritzer.
A difference between, like,
when
I had a 4-pack of Trulys and I had 27 of them. Like, 27
that's just more
Trulys.
Just more Trulys.
Why the hell would I drink one Truly?
You wouldn't.
Exactly.
Clearly.
So why do I need 27?
But you might drink 27 of them.
Why would I need 27 of them?
It would have to be real extreme measures.
No.
You're on a desert island alone. And no one's coming to get you.
What did mama say? Swallow my spit?
But it just happened to be a whole crate of Trulys there.
You know I'm not going to drink them, dog.
I guess I don't drink anymore.
Hydration.
Huh?
The only way you can maintain
they
hydration.
They don't hydrate you.
No, that's not going to work.
Well, there's water in them.
Yeah, that's true, but they might. I don't know what
whatever.
Would happen.
I'm done. I don't care.
Okay, you've made your point.
Okay, have I made my point? If everybody, Randy, you don't know what you're saying. I do know what I'm talking about. You know why? Because I don't hang out with folks who drink Trulys. So that's how I know.
Here's what I don't like is it's become very popular on the golf course.
Who do I hang out with? Who do I hang out with drink Trulys?
No, I was gonna do another scenario.
No.
Stuck on a cruise.
No.
But they have no other alcoholic beverages.
It'd be a dry cruise.
But I have to say, would you go sober the whole cruise?
Yes.
I'd just drink Trulys.
I think I would too.
I am for sure. I really like getting a buzz.
When I'm dug in with these 10 toes, I don't budge.
I would imagine that Randy Michael's probably not going to be on that cruise.
Well, but he wouldn't know. It's not
something happened.
Truly,
something happened.
I am
all the Tito's and Bush Light went bad.
You know,
it's spoiled.
No, don't do it.
By the way, Abe, I meant to mention this while you're eating it. Probably too late now. That beef stick you're eating got recalled. My wife told me.
The chomps?
Yeah, the chomps. They found metal in it. So hopefully.
I got new teeth, man. It can handle metal.
All right, good.
All right.
Is that how that works?
I hope so.
Oh,
I meant to say it in the break.
I just like how you just ruined this, man. This man, like,
also, sorry to all the people that called when I asked for more callers. We got the two calls. They were good and they're good questions. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day.
I said it. Eddie on Barbershop. I said it. Don't forget Twin Peaks tomorrow on Kennesaw. Abe is still a freaky hater. And just because your mom lives in Seattle does not mean that you have to be a fan.
Don't have to. You can move. Randy wants his suit Fort Valley cut. That's the kind of pants he wants.
Which is in between tight and Steve Harvey?
Yeah, somewhere in the middle.
So Andy the Philosopher showed out today. When no back is the standard, any back is a lot of back. And sports are played by humans, and humans have bones, ligaments, and everything.
It's true.
It's all in there. Somebody just do it. And Randy once again wondered if I got drilled yesterday.
No, I really wanted to say what Randy said before the show. When we were walking out of the office about why you got some, like,
there were a couple
anti-chafing cream. But I don't think I can.
I give it.
Goodness gracious. That's how the day started. All right. We'll see you in Kennesaw tomorrow at 11. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that?
I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.